Hey there, this is Emily, and before we jump into today's episode, I want to ask you a question. Are you feeling stuck? Like you're in a rut that you just can't seem to climb out of? Well, you're not alone. And today I want to share something that's a game changer, especially if you're feeling overwhelmed and tired. The kind of tired that sleep doesn't fix. If snapping at your loved ones has become a habit and you're finding more comfort in binge watching shows and chocolate than anything else, it is time for a shift, and I've got just the thing for you, my free Empower You Strengths Assessment. This isn't just any assessment, it's the start to rediscovering what makes you powerful. Stop the spiral and start living with intention. Download your free assessment and start uncovering the strengths that are uniquely yours. Go to theleaptolead.com/guide or click the link in the show notes. Start your journey to a more confident and impactful you. Hey there, and welcome to The Leap to Lead. I'm your host, Emily Rogers, and as a transition and leadership coach, I'm here to guide you on your journey to reignite and reshape your life. Whether you're gearing up for promotion, reshuffling your career, wanting to find better balance, or embarking on the path of business ownership, you're in the right place. Together, we'll share tips and laugh about the mess-ups. It's about becoming unstuck, embracing change, and stepping into your power. And I am here with you every step of the way. So let's dive in and let your second act be your best act. Welcome to The Leap to Lead, the podcast where your journey starts. The science of happiness. Have you found yourself feeling flat lately? Maybe you need a little tune-up. Think of servicing your car. It's something you do regularly because that's what keeps it running well. Have you ever thought of doing the same for yourself? How, you might ask? Well, I find it's always useful to have a model to work with. So when Kate, my fitness instructor, shared the PERMA model during our upper body workout yesterday, I did some more research. Have you ever wondered what truly makes us feel content and fulfilled? It turns out happiness isn't just an emotion, it's a science. The PERMA model is what Kate shared, and it's actually the blueprint in positive psychology that breaks down the essential elements of a happy life. P being positive emotions. And while this might seem obvious, it's about more than feeling good. It's about savoring the little moments and allowing ourselves to experience joy, gratitude, and hope. Have you taken a moment to smile, to take in the sun today, or to appreciate a heartwarming message from a friend? Maybe share a message with a friend. The E stands for engagement. When we're fully absorbed in activities we enjoy, we experience what's called flow. Think about a time when you were so engrossed in a task that time just seemed to stand still. That's engagement at its best, losing ourselves in something we love doing. The R stands for relationships. We are social creatures by nature. Meaningful connections with others contribute significantly to our happiness. So whether it's deep conversations with your partner or hubby, or a simple act of kindness, our relationships are the cornerstones in the foundation of our well-being. The M stands for meaning, your purpose. Now, I talked about this last week. We all need a why in our lives. Contributing to something larger than ourselves provides us with purpose and fulfillment. So what's something you believe in? What's something that adds meaning to your daily life? And finally, the A is achievement. Setting goals and achieving them gives us a sense of accomplishment. Big or small, personal or professional, achievement boosts our confidence. It enhances our life satisfaction. So take a moment now and think about if you've been feeling flat, where do you need a tune-up? When we weave all of these PERMA elements together, we create a map of our well-being. It'll enrich our lives amazingly. The PERMA model isn't just a guide, it's a reminder that happiness is multifaceted, but more importantly, it's achievable. So if you're feeling flat, maybe you need to tweak one of these little elements of your life. As always, don't try and overhaul everything. Just find one or two things that you can do today to start living a happier life.